Gather round, everybody. It's time once again for...
Do the Math!
And here's your host, that nimble number cruncher himself, Carl Estrada!
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Question. When my president says he'll send 21,500 more troops to Iraq, how many troops does that equal?
21,500.
Wrong.
17,000 to Baghdad and 4,500 to outlying areas.
Wrong again.
The president plans to send 48,000 more troops to Iraq.
Excellent answer. And who can tell me why 21,500 troops equals 48,000 troops?
Because for every combat troop, we need a support troop.
Right again. And furthermore...
But Carl, doesn't 2 times 21,500 equal 43,000?
Well, sometimes it does, but today it equals 48,000. Next question. How many private contractors do we have in Iraq?
130,000?
No. That's about how many American troops we had before the surge.
14,200?
No. That's how many coalition forces are fighting in Iraq.
There are 120,000 private contractors in Iraq.
Correct. And how much do they get paid?
$158,000 per year?
No, that's what Congress gets paid.
$7.50 a day?
No, that's how much the average American soldier in Iraq gets paid.
Private contractors in Iraq make up to $1,000 a day.
Correct. And they earn every penny. Last question. When my president first started this war, his Office of Management and Budget guessed it would cost between $50 and $60 billion. How much have we spent so far?
$50 billion?
Wrong.
$60 billion?
Nope.
The war in Iraq has cost us $1.2 trillion.
Well played. Tune in next week when we answer the question, how many Iraqi citizens have died in this war?
655,000.
And we learn how many Iraquis have escaped Iraq.
Over 1 million.
And we learn how many Iraqi refugees we've allowed in America.
500.
All that and more next week when we...
Do the Math!
I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.